things that need to be done or should be done, but they're not cheap.
I know. Yeah.
But like I said, we'll get into that when we go into the new business.
Yeah, the only other thing, I don't know if this is the time to mention it, but we have this legal thing going on with Martha Kahn.
That's coming
up. Who's going to bring
that
up?
That's coming up.
Correspondence. Okay, all right. That's it for me. Anybody have any questions on this?
So on this one, we got the money from Patrick Laria. And then
some Mimi money.
Yeah. And then
I have Tara.
Jen has, what's Tara's last name?
Rossi.
Yeah, so yeah, Tara Rossi.
Anyone else, Kate? 42 Wild with Chores paid.
Wow.
Over $5,000.
Wow. Yeah.
That was
and
nice.
And then Mimi Green paid another 100. I forget how much she paid the first time.
But there's still 20, there's still 26K out.
Yeah.
28,272 is out there.
Which ones do we have at the attorneys?
Anybody that's over 1,000 is with the attorney. You know, Carol Hugh, Kelly's, Scott Camino.
Ben.
Lamont is paying a little bit at a time, so I got in touch with him. Maria Range, she's with the attorney, and Colin is with the attorney.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
But they're not paid.
Range down the street at 70 Wildwood said that she was going to pay, but she hasn't. The Libertys will pay. They're just having hard times right now. But,
right.
Yeah, they're going to pay up. If anything, right. Jay said he'll pay his brother and his mother's, you know, since she's trying to move. Yeah, they got issues.
Now, when they're at the attorney, does that mean that there's automatically a lien on
them? Yeah, there's a lien. Those will have liens on them.
Anything over 1,000 has a lien?
Yeah.
So what about the judgments?
The judgments. Well, the judgments, it's about $110 a judgment. So if we want to go with that, let's go with it. Like, I got this Carol Hugh that said she was going to close on her Cuban, and she was going to pay it.
Yeah,
and I got nothing. I got nothing. Scott Camino, I talked to, he says he's going to start paying. I got nothing.
Can we take it past the lien stage?
We could take it to a judgment stage.
Go past on those larger ones.
The larger ones. There's what?
We can
one, two, three, I think four of them we should go after.
And can we add that the cost that
yes.
it's going to cost us
yes.
to them?
Yes.
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 So let's move forward to
okay.
the judgment.
We're going to move forward to it. We'll move forward.
You need a vote on that?
I'll make a motion move forward with the judgments.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Good.
By the way, the application fees are very nice to me.
Yeah, those are nice.
They are very nice, yeah. So, $3,000 this year just on that.
Wow,
that's awesome. Yeah.
So, committees?
Well, I've done everything on the bylaws. I've sent it to everybody. All we need to do is have a meeting where we go over it and agree with all the changes or add any additional changes anybody has a suggestion on. And then once that's done, we can send it to the lawyer to amend it. And then we can do, Jen knows of various ways, like the way, because her boss has various condo associations where you can do like a mail-in or an electronic vote. So it might be something that we would look into once we get everything completed with it and to the lawyer.
Yeah, because I mean, if we went into it tonight, we'd be here till 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. No, and that's why I said everybody does have it as a specific meeting. And that would be the whole meeting.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, but if you go over everything at home first, You can print it and then highlight. I mean, I think I have in mine, I think I have it marked, and it's a color copy that of all the things I did, like, I think orange was everything we did in the first meeting when Susan was still here, and then the second one was just my own personal, because we were like, oh, Doug and I were going to get together, and I said, all right, let me just look over, because there were ones that we had people disagreeing with certain points, so we kept shelving it, but the other things that I had done in highlight and pink were things that we had already been discussing that needed a little more further discussion. So they were really the two things that you know, if you guys do that, if there's anything else, you can highlight it, you know, and bring it up and say, hey, you missed this, because it's very easy to miss the same thing being said in a different way in a different paragraph. So, yeah, that would be a whole meeting.
Because it is time-consuming, because you literally have to go through it line by line.
Basically, yes. But we are reading English pretty much the same way on the stable.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I'm like the past.
Even you can.
Okay. So then we passed. I sent you all emails.
Yes.
We passed all the beaches passed the Board of Ed inspection. And we also passed the fire inspection for the clubhouse.
Yay!
Want me to laminate them?
I was just going to keep them in here.
Well, the best thing I would suggest is allow Tony to scan everything in so that we always have everything online, and then you can retain it. Even if you take it home and scan it and send it to Tony, but if you're not proficient in that, let Tony make copies so that we have them for our files.
Yeah,
you do have to have them displayed inside the warehouse. Sorry,
The fire one needs to be displayed in here.
I can take pictures with my phone before we leave so they can stay here. Well, so they can stay here for the
fire. They got to stay here.
No, the fire does.
I was going to say, yeah, you can, we don't have to do it right this second. You know, I mean, like, if you wanted to bring them home, scan them, and then...
The phone's just as good, I mean, I can pick it.
Yeah. No problem. Before
we leave. And then I'll laminate them so that way they're...
You never get fancy.
Okay. So correspondence. So we already touched on a little bit. Everybody received the Martha Connell email and threatening letter. So Paul, just to catch up on it. So we have members and non-members. So Lines Avenue and Kings Avenue are not members of the association.
Okay.
But they were here prior to the association. So they have rights to the dock at Sand Harbor.
Okay.
I mean, they still have to pay.
Right.
But they have rights.
Yeah, I remember the controversy last year about it.
So this year, what we decided to do was when we had the locks changed and the keys made up, the people that are non-members got a key that only opened Sand Harbor. The rest of the members got a key that was a master key that opens all everything. So her daughter went to, this Sand Harbor Beach failed the inspection for the water testing.
Oh, really? Okay. I didn't know.
And
only one week.
For sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but I mean, it's failed a few times in the past. So her daughter went to the pool with three little kids and couldn't get in. So apparently she went back to mom, and so mom was threatening to sue us.
And she is?
So she, this was, she sent the letter out July 10th. Nobody got back to her.
Okay,
so that's where we're at right now. So I know, you know, Rainey and I discussed it, and, you know, we should have responded. But at this point, it's been over a month. Do we open it up again?
Or do we just let it go? Anybody that writes to the board deserves some kind of answer, response. Whether or not they won't hear what your response is going to be, at least they have some kind of response. Now, with Martha Mann, just for the record, she's been Lines Avenue. She's way before us, even. That's how long, over 60 years she's been here. She lives in a little cabin on Lyons Avenue, kind of in the back.
Not this one right here, right?
Yeah, right here.
The brown one, right? The brown.
They say 60 years.
But that's her, her daughter responding, so right?
She's now, so, every year.
Daughter's the one that 20 kids.
Yeah.
Every year, they used to give us a donation because they didn't have the dues or anything. On their own, just give us like $500 donation. Never expected anything for it, just kind of gave it to us. So they're a nice couple. I mean, well, Martha's is like her husband, that's right. But I think they do deserve a response. I think she has some wrong information in her letter that we should clarify. But
I agree. There should be a response.
Yeah. What she ultimately wound up doing is snuck in, crawled underneath the fence with three little kids.
Which is a liability issue.
And I think that she, you know, if we do respond, we have to bring up and say, we appreciate it, but we could have filed charges. There was damage done to our property, and basically, she was endangering the lives of small children. Because if that child had scraped its back, gone into the lake, and gotten an infection, we would be being sued for something much greater.
Not only that, that's a fall for a little kid. They probably jumped on the deck box and then jumped up and could have paid this.
Was that pebble?
No,
this was at the
pool.
You know how you could park and the fence is right there?
They went in.
They went underneath there, yeah.
The fence was kind of connected to wood, and she undid.
Was it damaged, the fence?
Oh, yeah, it was. We fixed it. But, yes, was it? She kicked out a railroad tie. But the problem is this railroad tie had spikes on it, nails, and then also from where it was hooked onto the fence. So these were jagged edges that if the children had jumped on it, it would have gone through their foot. Or as she was pushing them under the fence, it was scraping their backs.
You sure she didn't throw them over?
Well, if she fell them over, if she threw them over, that would have been almost
that's
the whole
safer,
story.
Yeah.
So my wife works from home. We live up above the pool.
Yeah,
so she's watching this transpire.
Yeah.
So she called me, and I'm like, listen, I'm not calling the police on a woman with three little kids.
Yeah.
You know, so said we'll just sell this some other way.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's another part of the issue here that we need to address with Lyons Ave, that they continue being an issue because we raised the fee. You know, we had Kamo sue us for, you know, boats slipping.
Well, that's something we could put into the letter. Yeah.
I think we need, and I proposed this back when it happened, and I think we need to do this. We need to send a letter to everybody on Lyons Ave, and we need to explain to them, maybe not by name who sued us, but, you know, somebody on Lyons Ave sued us. The board incurred, you know, $10,000 in legal fees, and that's part of the reason we had to raise your dues, because they keep complaining that we raised their dues. Now, I mean, it's like the point I made when Kamo or the other guy was coming
Larkin,
after.
Larkin, wasn't it two people?
Somebody else came after.
Larkin.
And, was
oh, no,
Larkin.
No.
And I said, Verizon raises the fee. You don't sue them. You have the option to change your service. Yeah, that's the same thing with Lyons Ave. It's, you know, we have the right to raise the dues. It should be made clear to them they do not have a right to a boat slip. This is what their deed says. This is what they have a right to. Be nice about it, but make it perfectly clear. You know,
they don't have rights to the beach.
Right,
they
don't have rights to
a
beach.
Concrete slab of concrete. That's it.
Yeah, but they were here for so long they just don't get it. They always had
right.
They went
this
everywhere.
This has only been going on
wherever they
wanted
to. Now all of a sudden it's like they're cut off. So
mm-hmm. Well, I think
get, they don't get
you know,
it.
But again, it's. The problem is they've lied to this board about their deeds, and we never did the research. It wasn't until we did the research and found out, no, they're lying. They lied in the 60s, they lied in the 70s, they lied in the 80s, and they threatened the board in the 80s, and the board, without doing their due diligence, caved in to 12 households. We have 158, versus their 10 or 12. And this whole board caved into them. And the bottom line is when they started getting snarky again, we as a board said, you're not the one in control of the property.
Oh, yeah.
We are.
And I think we should share the letter from our own attorney where, you know, the case was settled in our favor and say, listen, the precedence was already set. You can't sue us for raising the dues. Mm-hmm. We can set the dues. We can set the boat fees. And here's why.
But when we changed the keys, I wasn't involved at that point. But the letter probably should have gone out and said, you only have access to one. Because that's what caused the issue at the pool, because she didn't know why you guys changed the lock.
No, they all know. They all know they were not to be using Ebel or Clearwater.
I thought we
turned a blind eye.
Right.
They know darn well they had no rights to either one of those things.
Yes, but they have. Last year they were down there. And no, you know.
Years.
The years. Yeah.
But again, did they know or were they just didn't, were they just?
Well, but
no one said anything.
I was going to say, but did they know all those? I mean, you said they lied to us.
Not them. They weren't part of
Not them. We're talking about the wildwood. I mean, the Lions Ave people. You know.
No, as
but
a whole.
But did they know or did they really believe that they had rights?
Only on one. They knew they never had rights.
They knew.
No, how could they? They only ever had one. First off, it wasn't Lillian Maxim that owned these other two. The person that they answered to was Lillian Maxim, because Lillian Maxim owned that property and owned all the property that was on Lyons Avenue. That was her personal property, and she sold lot by lot by lot.
I think the bottom line, rather than speculating what they know, don't know, what we think they know, what we don't know, we should write what is in a letter. This is how it is, not to be mean, but this is how it is, so that they know.
Yeah, it's like obviously there's been some confusion on where your rights begin and where they end.
Yeah.
So here, we're going to put it in black and white so that we're all on the same page. Right.
Saying that these are the rules. If you want to consult your attorney, that's your
prerogative.
But these are the rules.
This is the record that we do have.
Okay. Yeah.
There's just a question, like enough. Like the boat slips these people have, does it have to be that owner? Because this lot, I watched who goes in and
it has to be that owner.
Yeah, okay, because these are young men that go there all the time. So say that's their slip. Shouldn't the insurance card be in their name?
Yes, it has to be in
their name. Some should be looked at.
Where? In Sand Harbor?
Yeah.
So
that's Larkin.
The younger ones are Larkin's kids.
That's their son.
Okay.
That's all legal.
That's the media family.
No, just curious.
No, I'm just helping with the family.
Okay, so who's going to write this letter? Is the attorney going to do it?
No. Because, you see, why should we spend money? There is no reason that we could write to her personally, which Doug said before we even continued. I thought Doug's thought pattern of, you know, say, hey, you know, as in your lawyer letter, saying keeping it neighborly instead of us, you know, involving lawyers, we're responding directly to you and we apologize for any miscommunication or understanding and go blah, 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 blah. Or if you want to cost her more money, we write the letter ourselves as a board and just send it to her lawyer. We do not have to have a lawyer. We're doing a basic response. Because why are we going to spend more money? We shouldn't be spending money.
So the general gist is she was saying that it was unneighborly, what we did. But not knowing the justification of why we did it. Because, you know, if you're looking at Sandover as a whole now, what we make in the boat slips between taxes, maintenance, and legal fees, we lose money at Sandover.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and if that's going to be the case moving forward, why do we even have it?
Do we have the right to give their slips to Wildwood Shores?
Yes, but expect a big lawsuit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think that happened in '89. They were suing the association.
We put in our bylaws that they get 10%, which is what, four slips?
Yeah, it's 40-60 split.
40-60 split. But if you read our bylaws, it says after the fact of Wildwood Shores, homeowners. So I agree with who the people that are currently alive, don't even bother. You have one of two choices. We rip all the boat slips out for everybody, and then they can't sue us because we chose that it's a liability, and it's costing us money, and it's more aggravation, and they're the aggravation, and we're not stepping on their rights to the dock, or we leave the boat slips there, and all those that, and I've said this from the beginning, the lark and the this and that, let them be grandfathered in. Because Greeny's right. If you ruffle their feathers, they will...
They will come back.
They will come back at us. The only thing is if we took every boat slip out and gave them fair warning and said, we are not servicing any boat slips at this facility any longer.
And then why punish the ones that have been paying for 30 years?
Because, as Doug said, we find either redesigning Pebble and bring them over to Pebble, which we can do, and the bottom line is, we're only inconveniencing how many?
Well, let's say Camo is also Wildwood Shores, not just
like that. We can bring him over to Camo.
You know, she called me today. You got her so paranoid. She called me on my cell phone today. I need to make sure you have everything. I said, Joanna.
He doesn't have that extra property anymore?
Yes, she does. That's why she's Wildwood Shores and Lines Avenue. But I'm sorry.
But he doesn't.
Thanks. Yes, they're on it together.
Yeah, no, he's on the deed.
He's on.
May I ask? Sure. Commode by the bus stop, he had.
Yeah.
He had.
Did they change it? That wasn't Commode. That was his sister, Dolores.
I heard him talking the other day.
Okay.
And he was saying that he sold that piece of property to whoever owns the property where his cousin owned before.
Where John Joseph owned.
Yes.
He sold it to them.
Yes.
That's why the no trespassing and all that.
Yes.
So, interesting. So now they're only on having it.
That's what he said.
Well, Gene checked that out.
All I need is his lot, what lot and block he owns, and I'll tell you a lot of
looking at that.
The property that he owns is in between that property with the no trespassing signs and the next house.
Okay.
It's a small strip. It's all wrong.
It has all the forsythia that scrapes your car if you're driving too close.
According to him, he sold it to them.
But that's easy enough for us to check. That's just checking the tax records.
Because at one time, that piece of property by where the brick is, by the bus stop, that was owned by Dolores Monsanto. She sued us also because we infringed on her property. This is way back when. I think there's two pieces of property we're talking about. The one where you're mentioning, but I didn't know that was theirs. I thought they had one between the Nicaras and the old Landalpa house.
Again, what he says.
No, I know.
And what's true, you never know.
Yeah, but that's easy to find out. I'll follow up on that. Just send me his lot and block and what the name is. It is under. Okay. You know, legally.
I think we're talking about too many different things here. Let's focus on the woman first that we're discussing. She needs a response. Her, I think we should write a personal response because of the history that Rini brought up, you know, with the family. And I would say at the end of whoever writes a response, maybe at the end of the response, say, you know, more information will be following to Lines Avenue in general. But this, you know, is a personal response to you regarding your issue. And then we can discuss what we say to everyone on Lines Avenue about the rules.
Okay, I think that's good. He's a good letter writer.
But just to answer the question about the boat slips.
I know you're good. You have the knowledge.
No.
He's Lines Avenue. He wants to stay there. He literally lives across the street. The only people that would be moved would be Mike Nicara, because he's Wildwood Shores, and he would need to go to Pebble. And then Nico, who has a jet ski.
But I'm like this. I would rather keep it that we keep the fences mended.
Yeah.
And because I don't want to take them out, but I agree with you, Doug, to say, look, if you're going to sue us, your rates for the boat slips will reflect.
Well, now here's another thing, and I get pushback on this all the time, but they've approached me a bunch of times about buying it from us.
I'd sell it in a minute.
Oh, me too. On Lines Avenue, Kenny Insko, James.
So what?
Sell the sand over to them.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
And then we're done with it.
No way.
But I will say one thing that's very interesting.
Or put it up for sale and see how they respond.
No way.
I just want to say this, just so that you know the money aspect. There was a dock lot. No, actually, two dock lots. Right across Brady Bridge. One is a 19-foot lakefront, 19-foot across, by 25-foot deep. $200,000. $200,000. The one down the street has a better dock lot. It's probably 25-foot or 30-foot of lakefront with more parking and a shed. It's up for sale currently for $200,000.
So now throw in a beach, a dock, and 10 boat slips.
We get a lot of
What's
money
that
for
worth?
It, but dude,
I would say $500
easy.
What if you threw in a porta potty?
They have to do that on their own. I'm just saying that, you know, Doug throws it out there. It's always free to float things and have an idea of the general work.
I think we'd have a hard time with the rest of the community.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Yeah. So because it is a selling point.
So they did it. They did it where I grew up, in Mount Arlington. So they, it was a 100-year lease. They're 60 years into the lease. The person who technically owns it decided that they, it's just, she wanted her kids to be able to use the beach even though they didn't live within the borders of the association. The board said no. She closed the beach and said, well, then you can no longer use it. So then the court battle ensued. But in the meantime, she put it up for sale. But the members came with it.
And well, we'd always had deeded rights to it.
And she sold it. $2 million.
Ooh.
But the members stay, and they get 10 parking slips, and they get rights to the beach.
Well, but this is the whole thing. You've got to understand. We have deeded rights. That never leaves either. Our rights and their rights don't change if they buy it. They can buy it from us, but we also, just like them, have deeded rights to it.
But then wouldn't it be the reverse? They could raise the rates on us?
Yep, only if we wanted to use it.
No, well, we could forfeit our rights.
We could, yes. But it,
I'm just throwing it out there.
No, I know, but I'm also throwing out that we never lose our deeded rights, just like they never lost their deeded rights. Doesn't matter if we sell that internally or externally. We still have deeded rights. That never goes away.
Yeah, so that's part of the negotiation. So whoever bought that property, which is a big, huge piece of property, is going to develop on it.
Yeah, on the one that you
bought. But there's still the members, and so theirs is not mandatory, it's voluntary. And the ones that are on there now, like my father, he would go back on. He's 90 years old. So the members that actually are at that beach are so old that eventually, within that 40 years, this guy who bought it isn't going to have to worry about anything.
Right. Well, that's the same time. Every time something sells on Lines Avenue, it's not our problem anymore. Because the new people, they aren't forcing rights that they never had.
Yeah.
They're thrilled to have anything.
And they don't have the entitlement.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. We good with that?
Who's writing the letter to
I
the
think
woman?
Jean should.
All right.
Okay.
I know what.
Jean, you need this?
Oh, well, yeah. Believe me, I will send it to everybody.
You need this or do you have it?
I have it. I have it at home. Yeah, are you kidding? I don't. My punctuation is horrible and my spelling is left to be desired. But I can write a good letter.
I'd be happy to help you.
Okay.
You write it.
Yeah, Tony and I go bounce back and forth.
I have the letterhead too, so we can make it look. I'll help you
make
it look nice.
And then we'll put it out to the board.
Okay. Perfect. And we throw a little AI in there.
ChatGPT.
Yeah.
No, then it gets too wild one way or the other. I'm very short and to the point. No, but you're right.
So then the other one was from Elaine, Mark, and with the situation with the geese.
Yes.
At Sand Harbor, once again, Sand Harbor. So she was looking for money for umbrellas, and just basically it's the same thing. Every year, do we have any money? Do we have any money? Do we have any money? No, because you cost us $10,000 in legal fees within the past
2 years. Did you tell her that?
I didn't tell her that, but it's just like, no.
Who was that?
She's Wines Avenue. There, she's not even entitled.
Yeah, so she's not even a member.
What is she asking?
She wants money for umbrellas. She wants us to pressure wash the dock because the geese came in.
And you said she's not even a member?
No, but she's all related to all the other members, you know, the moats and all that. Now, all right, with their umbrellas, we have purchased, given the money how many times?
Oh, they break them every year.
They leave them up on a windstorm. They never, like, pop. The pool. Everybody takes them down. It's everybody. They never put anything away. Chairs are broken. Umbrellas are broken.
And she cost us $10,000.
Plus.
All right. So do we need to vote on this or something?
He's ready.
Yeah, I'm wondering why is this even a thing? You know what I mean? Yeah, I get it. Like, oh God, we got to discuss it. So what do we have to do to move past this?
Well, when the geese, I think, again, we have to realize that this is our property,
yeah,
and this is our responsibility. Yeah. So I know
is
they
it
have
a real
that
thing
disgusting
besides her complaint. Is it a real thing?
Yeah. There's other
but
people.
It truly is. I texted Doug that when the first week I did a water test, I'm like, oh my God, this is disgusting. But what they need to realize is we cannot legally power wash excrement into the lake. That is a huge violation. And if somebody videotapes it, we could get in serious trouble. That is illegal.
Is there a company that could come?
Well, I have a few ideas. One is, once the summer's over, to get a couple of volunteers, get carpet knives, duct tape, cut the rug up that's down there. That's got to go.
At Ann Arbor.
Yeah. Yes, that's got to go. Because it's just concrete underneath it.
Yeah.
Then, come the spring, you get pinwheels and an owl, and you get one of those shadow dogs that kind of swivels, and that tends to keep the geese away. So there's things, you know, moving forward on that. And then, like you said, Reedy, if we do get it run over, at least then we can show them we're trying.
Right, right.
If we do get run over, we can probably call the dog scooper people that come and clean dog poop and see, you know, can you help us with this? But we cannot legally power wash the geese poop intentionally into the lake. One, if we were to do that, we're going to fail.
Yeah.
We're going to fail the water test, and then that's going to send them into another argument. So it's illegal.
But it is a problem based on just what it is.
Yeah, but I mean, this fall, you know, once the beaches are closed, I want to see if I can get a few friends or, you know, people here to say, hey, look, you just cut it up in strips, you roll it up, we duct tape it, we take it up.
Tell her we're working on it. Tell her we're working on it.
So how this all happened was, there was a woman that was feeding the ducks at Pebble Beach. So then the geese came in to Pebble Beach and just, they tossed the ducks out of the way. Mm. So then the neighbor next to Pebble Beach, she approached me, because she also approached that woman and said, listen, can you please stop feeding the ducks? Because it's bringing the geese in. So then, so she agreed to stop feeding them that same day. So I was doing the water testing. That same day I came back and the geese were there again. So I chased them out of there, but they were stubborn.
Don't come at you.
It took a half an hour of me standing on the end of the dock before they would actually leave. And then they moved to Sand Harbor. Now, the problem with Sand Harbor is there's nobody at Sand Harbor. So they can just come in at will.
So that thing that you're talking about, the swivel thing, that
think about
work
at the pool, there's people there all the time.
Right.
So they don't have the opportunity to come.
Never seen.
Now, from when I've been driving past, I haven't seen them since.
No, I've been looking.
And then the one, the woman, she went to Lake Opakon Commission and got these.
Mm-hmm.
And I hung it at the gate at Pebble, because the woman feeding the ducks was unaware that the geese were a problem. The ducks are not a problem. the geese are.
Yeah, I bought the twins to feed. I always bring the twins to feed the ducks.
No. The ducks are not an issue.
The ducks taste great.
I've never seen.
They taste great.
Yeah.
I've never seen the geese. So I didn't know. Yeah, I've never seen the geese lately.
Yeah.
But we have fed the ducks there with a couple of the kids.
Have you seen
Deuce? So if I see a barbecue dog.
Have you seen the Deuce?
The Deuce.
I'm riding over it. I'm riding a duck.
No, the Canadian geese. Yeah, these I've never seen. That's what I'm saying.
But them mated with ducks.
Yeah, I've only seen the ducks.
They're weird thing, man.
We fed the ducks there. Twins, a couple of them, my little niece and nephew.
Dukes outside of problem.
Right, but I've never seen these.
I've never seen the geese either.
I've never seen
them. Yeah, they just came in.
This year is the worst that we're having. But I really looked at that carpet and I was like, okay, this is the first
thing. Right, see, that's why I didn't know it was a problem. I've never even. Okay, so. The things
we got,
you just
we
said.
Got a plan. Let's.
Yeah, that's the point. Like, yeah, let's. Jesus laid it all out. Like, let's just do everything you just talked about.
Well, I'm not going to do it till the end of summer. But then when I do it, I'll put out an email and say, hey, look, you know, who can help me? What weekend? You know, we just got to cut it up and roll it up and duct tape it.
All right, so we got a plan for that.
So you told her no umbrellas and everything.
I'll handle it.
Did you ask anything about the geese or
no? But they went and they. They went with brooms and they tried to clean it.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Pete?
He said, wrap it up.
I said, we're done with the geese. We know what to do with them.
Move on. Correspondence. I had one more thing. Al and his family worked so hard at the pool. I was thinking maybe a thank you note from the board.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. They did an amazing job. Yeah. They went above and beyond. Like the before and after should be posted
been doing
on our
a lot
website
since he's been here with the
and everywhere. Because I mean, it shows when people choose to volunteer to help.
Well, Tony has the drone footage of the after.
Yeah, that was cool.
Good.
Okay, love that drone.
So we have unfinished business.
Other than writing the letters, which we also have the 55 Wildwood Shores, to let them know we don't own the birds.
Setting a monthly meeting, starting back up on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Which is what, every Thursday? Or every Tuesday?
So Dave
hit Thursday.
Come.
You could only make
Thursday.
Yep, then I'm fine with Thursday.
So everybody's fine with Thursdays before the other situation.
The other unfinished business.
Every other Thursday.
So no, once a month. Mm-hmm. But we just, which Thursday do you want it to be?
I don't care. I don't know. I have to.
It's every other Thursday. So
then, would you want to go by month by month once you know what it is?
No, just pick a day, and if I have to miss 1 month meeting, I'll just come back. Because it's hard to
tell. Just switch it a week before or a week after.
You might have problems with Thursday from the fall.
Okay, so
or Friday.
No, we're not getting our pizza. He's
trash. They got to bring pizza, though. They got to bring pizza.
So we'll do Thursdays, and we'll see how it goes.
Which Thursday? The second Thursday of the month or the first Thursday? Or third Thursday of the month? So third Thursday of the month?
Can we do either the first or the second?
Second Thursday of the month.
Second Thursday of the month? Second.
We have to
here?
Get somebody
at 6?
Yeah.
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 6 p.m.
Until it gets too cold.
Okay.
So we have a 3-inch hole now at a bunch of the planks at Pebble.
Oh, I got to get you that.
Yeah.
So it was what? It was 52 inches, 9 planks.
Yeah, but the problem is I might not have time now.
Okay.
But they're bad. The holes are getting bigger and bigger.
Okay.
So it's easy for somebody to get their foot caught in there and a liability.
Okay.
There.
I'll get them, and then we'll work out how to install them.
Yeah, it was soft before, but now there's holes.
Yeah, so Pete, we need to replace 9 of the planks on the main floating dock. And Dave measured them, and they're 52 inches long. So I'll go to the Home Depot and pick them up and get them cut.
All right, that's good. Obviously, I haven't been down there, so I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So, new business. Go ahead, Gene.
There's a gentleman who bought a home on Lines Avenue. I think it's 18 Lines. Is it 18 Lines Avenue?
Yeah.
off the top of my head, I think it's 18 Langs Avenue. He's directly across from Pebble. He contacted me because he wants to incorporate, he would like to incorporate his property into Wildwood Shores. He understands that this, in coming a part of Wildwood Shores, it's not for just the period he owns the home. He understands that now his property is forever in our community.
Dan?
No, Dan isn't. Bob, next to Dan. But the reason is, when he bought the house, he's like, I don't understand how I'm not, I'm the one across the street. And I said, you know what? Three parts of your parcel is touched by Wildwood Shores property. And in our bylaws, we have the right to offer if somebody chooses to come into the fold. Now, I've already sent him the bylaws. I sent him the history deeds and the ones that I don't personally own, but I knew what book and numbers they were, for his lawyer. And I said, look, you have to have the title search, do the, the search. It has to be written up exactly like our deeds. And I said, you pay everything. You know, you have to pay everything. The association isn't asking you to join.
Yeah, you want to join.
You want to join, but he can't do anything unless the board approves him. So that's why I told him I would sponsor him and bring it to the board to discuss. He's more than willing to meet with the board and answer any questions we may have of him. But this is, and this is the way I think. I don't really care about him. Mm. I care about the future. And that house is a perfect Airbnb house. It's a perfect Airbnb house.
Oh, I see where you're going with this. Yeah.
I'm not saying
so
him.
So he could do it without our permission?
He's on Lines Avenue. He's not ours. But this. But I want you to think.
But if it became an Airbnb, then we would be in trouble.
But he'd be right across from Pebble, which there's Airbnb people will park in that parking lot. That's one. Two, they will figure out how to get a key or how to break in to Pebble Beach. Or if they can't, they're going to be wandering our neighborhood trying to figure out how they can get access to the lake.
I would say absolutely yes, because it's a win-win. If he's paying all the fees, there's no downside. Mm-hmm. And if he's part of Wildwood Shores, he can't be an Airbnb because it's already in our bylaws. So.
Exactly.
And what about a buy-in? Become a member.
Once he's part of Wildwood Shores.
Since he's not part of
Wildwood Shores. Doesn't matter who buys it. Well, the deed is part of Wildwood Shores.
I know the $500.
Yeah. No, she needs a buy-in to join.
Right.
I'm looking for money for us.
He's going to pay the $500. He knows he's paying the $500. Okay? He knows he's going to have to pay the first, the annual dues. But I'm not looking at a buy-in. A buy-in means he can still decide not to be a part of Wildwood Shores and Airbnb it. And I think that is the most dangerous piece of property that is not a part of our association. And I'm not just saying with him. I'm saying how our forefathers had the brains to not do short-term rentals.
Yeah.
When short-term rentals weren't even a thing.
Yeah, strategically it's a great move.
Right, and I'm saying if we're going to protect ourselves in continuing on that Airbnb, then if anybody in Lions Avenue wants to join our association, why in God's name would we say no? We tried to get them all to join in the 80s.
But they wouldn't.
But they
wouldn't sign off on not suing us.
Well, but if you become a part of Wildwood Shores, you're suing yourself.
And then,
hopefully their mentality would be different by now, right?
Because
you have to be malicious to say in the back of your head, say, no, I want to sue. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like you would hope.
Some people just sue.
Yeah. But if we tried to get all of them to join and now we have one who wants to join, it seems silly to say no.
Forget all of them.
He wants to join.
And then once he changes his deed,
then that property is ours forever.
So whether he sells it or not, the next person comes in and they're mandatory, have to be a member and pay the dues.
Dan, his neighbor on the right of him, will do the same thing because
Dan is a member. So that's what I think has started this whole thing is because
before Eli was there, and Eli was never home.
Yeah.
Well, now Dan is there, and you see him.
Yeah.
He goes swimming every day. He goes fishing.
Yeah.
So he's watching this guy that's directly right next to him.
Yeah.
Using
enjoying
that facility every day and loving it.
Yeah.
And this guy can't, all he can do is look at
it. It's a win-win for him.
Yeah.
Now, so when you go up past Pebble, and you go, you take a left, I don't know if it's true, but the other day, I think Filippone, no, I can't remember who asked me, somebody asked me, they said, who owns that house? I'm going to say I'm going to say 3 or 4 houses down. And I said, I'm not sure. And they said, because they have parties every weekend, and it's different people every weekend.
You sure it's not Bonaparte?
It is. It would be Bonaparte.
Well, Bonaparte has an illegal Airbnb.
They have a legal one.
And for some reason...
A legal one.
Yes, because they aren't in our association.
Yeah. Somehow there's like two lots that are not members.
Wow.
Which I haven't done that research yet, so never say never.
But the town's been fighting with them.
Yeah.
So that is... Okay, that's...
Because it's a garbage situation.
Because somebody said, they're having parties, and I can tell... Yeah. Every time they have parties, it's different people.
But per the laws for Airbnbs in town, basically the homeowner has to be living there. Whether they're
it has
living
to, it
in
has to be
house.
Their primary residency.
So this person lives in the city. Her name is like Helen or something like that.
So we can't do anything about that.
We personally can't. We shut down the one across the street from it. Because that was an
association. Yeah. And it was the one on Sand Harbor we shut down too. Yeah. I shut that down.
The neighbors were complaining about the garbage. But I spoke to Bill Donegan about it. He goes, the problem is they come and complain, but then they clean the garbage up. It's like they have to leave the garbage there so that when I show up, there's garbage everywhere. So I can take a picture of it and then bring that back to the town. And then, then they could, you know, try to stop them from using it.
So do,
let's get
do
back
need
to the guy that wants to be a member.
So let's get back to the guy that needs a member. So we just we need to vote on it.
Okay, yeah.
Is there any more discussion on the guy that wants to be a member?
Yeah, I do. If we're going to offer it to Bob, why don't we, you know, we could vote on him tonight, but why don't we send this out to the rest of them?
Oh, absolutely. I agree.
Sure.
Send a letter to the rest of them and say, you know,
why don't we include that when we discuss the letter that's going, that we sent all lines about what the rules are? Say, listen, these are the rules. Here's another option. Join Wildwood Shores.
Yeah, and at that time, you would have an idea of how much it costs.
But that's what I was going to ask you. Does Bob know how much it costs?
Not yet.
But do we?
Yeah, but he's a member, so he can go.
I'm talking about the ones that lines out at Sand Harbor. So if we say anybody that wants to come and say they all say yes, they're going to come and follow the bylaws and all that and get all their documents changed, then the ones that have the boat slip are paying $1,000.
Well, they would have to pay.
But we're talking about a whole other issue here.
But it's going to come into play.
Right.
So we have to kind of prepare, like, how are we going to handle that end of it, so we should know that what the steps
we would have to take. Bring it back to our fee, obviously. Yeah, that's
but that's guaranteed every year.
I would say that...
I would be okay with that.
Let's notify them after the fact.
Oh, yes.
Let's not let them muddy the waters and kill this deal for us.
Right.
So let's wait, do this deal, and then after the fact, let them know that this person who was Lyons Avenue joined, if you would like to join yourself, you can, but these are the stipulations.
Do we need to have a template letter from the lawyer, obviously saying that they're not allowed to sue and they're not allowed to...
Once we get on that, we can get on that after the fact, because again, all we're doing voting now is would we allow him to continue his search and decide if he wants to come in the association? Because I told him, don't pay your lawyer, don't pay anything, because if the board goes no, then, you know, it's moot. And if we did vote no, he would then, I know he said, well, if they vote no, then I would request, you know, an audience with the board, because I really want to move forward with it.
Seems like a nice
but
guy.
But then that's when we would say, okay, well, the board agreed, these are the conditions.
Exactly.
And put that in there. And
if
you don't agree with these conditions, then...
It's an
lawyer should write that up.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that we would.
Does it say in the bylaws that you can't sue?
I thought it was just stick the same thing.
Yeah.
I think it does, doesn't it? Pete, doesn't it?
I don't want those.
Can a Wildwood Shore member sue the WSPOA?
What do you mean?
Is it in the bylaws that a member of Wildwood Shores cannot sue?
Well, that was one of the things we wanted to change in the bylaws.
I don't know, and that's what should be addressed with the new bylaws.
Yeah. I thought we couldn't.
I really don't remember
so,
reading it.
For the guy that wants to be in, are we making a motion to vote on that tonight? Or we want to
Because he really wants to move forward.
Okay, you want to do that?
Yes.
We're making a motion.
I'm making a motion because I brought it forward.
Okay. Second.
This is for him to move forward and checking out.
To see if he, what we're saying is if you wish to continue moving forward, the board would be willing to have you come aboard.
Okay.
Yeah, we give you our blessings.
Okay.
So second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, I will say this. I will compose a letter that would be going to him with our decisions, and I think the stipulations if we are not paying anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but again, I'll do the rough draft, and then everybody can look and add to say, oh, you know what, Gene? He needs to know that if you become a part of us, you can't sue yourself. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it says, and I've never come any of that verbiage within a deed, so I'm going to feel.
So
there is something in our bylaws, but I don't
know. From what I was told was that a member can't sue the association because you would be suing yourself.
That's what I heard too.
Yeah, right. That's what I heard.
Other bylaws have that, so absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we can add it in. Again, this is why I'm saying with the bylaws, you all have a copy.
Mm-hmm.
If you've lost it,
that's pretty common.
Email me, and I will send the latest version out to you.
I mean, if he agrees to the bylaws and he's going to pay his lawyer, you know, and we're not responsible for any of his fees, then it's a no-brainer.
Yeah. I agree, Pete.
Yeah, we'd be stupid.
I mean, don't money the waters about lawsuits and all this other shit. And read the bylaws.
Okay, don't yell at
her with a copy of the bylaws.
Let him read the bylaws.
Let her with a copy. With a copy of the bylaws.
No, he already has them.
I have to take them for everything.
That's perfect. All right.
And I've sent them our basic deeds, and I told them how to go all the way back to deed number one.
Okay, so we're good on that.
Okay, so the clubhouse. So Al again came to the clubhouse. So just a little history. So this guy, Al, he bought a house, two houses down from me, and he owns lakefront property that's next to mine. He loves it here, you know, and so he likes... He has connections, and he likes to fix something up. Like, he donated the kitchen cabinets to us.
Oh, no problem.
Oh, him.
No problem. And so
I like
then
nice
he donated the paint and the labor at the pool.
Yeah.
And so now he wants to donate paint to paint the clubhouse.
Wow.
That color.
The gray? Oh, the gray.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's ready to go.
Yeah, that was great.
You know, so I mean, it's going to cost us
a donation and a volunteer.
Yeah, it's going to cost us a little bit of money, but just in, you know, whatever else he needs. But he's going to donate 15 gallons of that paint.
Wow!
Is he going to have the
and his crew?
To, the crew.
Well, what we should do a day. We should.
Sheema
says we should do a volunteer day.
Sheema says she'll help paint. And she
yeah. There's a lot of people that have said.
Yeah. So Sheema did say that.
So, I mean, I don't know if we have to vote on that. We just, if we agree.
I agree.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
I mean, yeah. Aye.
Okay. Right.
We also got estimates on finishing the clubhouse, yay, on getting a drop ceiling,
yay,
put in, as well as HVAC system that would do heating and cooling. It's a
all year.
Heat pump year round. And we could finally rent this place.
Ooh.
And, one of our own neighbors, Danny, does HVAC, so he gave us the estimate on that.
Danny's a good
and guy. I think you had a estimate on the drops going. Yeah.
Back to Al, he's an HVAC engineer.
Oh.
And he works in New York City in Skyscraper and does their things. And I was talking to him about it, and when I told him the price, he's like, you don't need to pay that. So he wants to come in, bring a guy in, take a look at it, see what he thinks we need and what the expense would be.
Another estimate. Okay.
So that we could hold off on, but what I would like to move forward with is the drop ceiling.
Yes.
Now, the drop ceiling, so I've gotten three estimates. Two were $12,000, one was $13,000. That's why I was asking about the money.
Yeah, you said $12,000 last time. $12,000
know. So now.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that at all.
The one guy, Danny, I mean, he lives in the neighborhood and he wants to volunteer. He's just never done one before. The other $12,000 guy is Aaron, who's friends with Obi, and that's what he does for a living.
Wait, which Aaron?
Aaron
didn't live in the neighborhood. Aaron
doesn't know.
Okay.
Not that
okay.
I have his business card at home. I forget what it is, but he actually does all the maintenance work at the schools and does their drop ceilings.
Perfect.
As much as I love Danny, I'd rather go with somebody with experience.
Well, he's going to get it done a lot faster.
Yeah.
And then I would say let's hold off on the HVAC until we see what Al has to say.
Yeah.
So what I would like to do is move forward with the painting and the drop ceiling. And
well,
then,
the painting needs to be done before the ceiling.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, if we approve the drop ceiling, then I would say let's schedule the painting as soon as we can.
And let's make a party out of it.
Yeah.
Do it, right?
Somebody should make pizza.
Put it on the internet.
I'd be happy to make pizza.
I'll DJ it. Have people come, right? I'll DJ the whole thing and have people come and, yeah. Seriously.
Yeah, let's do that.
We all bring some food.
BYOB, potluck.
Yeah,
all day. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
That's cool.
Definitely.
Can we vote on the drop ceiling?
If we have to.
Yes.
So. Are you firsting it?
Yeah, sure. I say drop it, baby.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Second it.
Set, all right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Good. Let's do it. Progress.
Progress.
That only took, 10 years?
Yeah.
I've been on the board since 2013.
Yeah. Do we have to have the lawyer, because a lot of the money is going to be on the outside, people renting it from the outside.
So we have to come up with a contract.
So we have to come up with a contract.
Once
so maybe
to rent it.
Maybe even we... You know, go to Elks clubs and see what their contracts look like.
I can get it. I'm an Elk.
Yeah. And St. Jude's.
Yeah. I'm an Elk, so I can get it. Yeah.
Because,
we just copy it and change that on to Elks for Wild Shores Property Owners.
Because I have people
use the same
all
contract.
The time.
So people sign a contract, you know, to rent it.
Yeah, I didn't know.
So everything.
So we will rent it to other people.
Outside. Yeah. That's where we'll make most
but
of our money.
Choice.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
As long as there's no rage.
We have the right yeah. refusal.
Yeah, the only thing that...
that
no rage.
The only... So, before, I was in charge of the clubhouse, and the only responsibility is, one, the person, any of us, open up the door, you know, make sure everything's ready, how they want it, the hours that they rent, and then the garbage and the recycling. And then... I was usually the one who took everything on the outside. So I did have a party early in the summer, and I had a problem with the garbage company because they didn't take anything.
Why?
None of the five bags of garbage. So I called them up, and I'm like, "Why? How come you guys aren't picking up the garbage?" "Oh, yeah, we'll look into it." Did nothing. It got to the point where when they came, I stopped them and go, "What's wrong with you guys? The garbage is right there." "Oh, yeah, we didn't see." Okay, we're paying.
We pay taxes.
I called the garbage company. I went to the town hall and made sure they gave me the right number. I talked to them. I had to take the four bags of garbage and call my friends up in different zones.
So and we have the same
problem. So they never did
pick the pool.
Yeah.
Really?
So
we pay taxes
if
there
we
too?
Take the garbage and put it outside the gate of the pool, they won't take it.
Yeah.
If I take the garbage and put it across the street by my steps, they'll take it.
Yeah.
So why won't they take it from an association that pays property
tax? That pays property tax. I called them and they said, we'll look into it, but they really didn't.
Who would we?
We'd have to go to the town.
I went to the town.
No, they just send you to the
barber. They give you, this is what they do when you go to the town.
But the town.
They give you a little piece of paper to say, yeah, call
the
town.
Yeah, but the town is the one who says, where do you pick up?
Rosella. Yeah, call them. They have nothing to do with it. They go, here, call them.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I had that.
So we probably have to talk to the town manager, who is probably the one that hires them.
I got to the point where when he came down my road and I was off, I came down, I go, hey, what the? I go, the garbage is right there. And he goes, oh, yeah. I go, because my wife told him when they were coming down. I called my wife. I go, make sure these guys pick up the garbage because I know they don't do it. She came outside and goes, listen, there's garbage in the back. Make sure you pick it up. He goes, yeah. They didn't pick it up. So then the second week I saw him and I came outside. I go, how come you didn't take the garbage out? And he goes, what do you mean? I go, listen, I called your company. They gave me the number. I go, and you guys still won't take it.
So I did this one time. So I had a whole ton of garbage. And so I put it out there and I put 2 6-packs of Corona. And they took everything. And they cracked that Corona on a 90-degree day.
There's no way they were. Right. There's no way they were Latin. There's no way.
Al to do that, right?
What's that?
Al to do that just this past week.
It's gone.
Remember all that furniture?
Yeah.
He met him out there. Gave him the old bone.
Oh, yeah.
They took furniture, glass doors, and glass sheets. I watched them. I wanted to see if Al helped them. It was the driver got out to help.
Well, the driver wants money too, right? Okay?
So whatever he hit them off with, but all three of them was helping and Al was helping. They took everything.
Yeah, but the point is,
the glass doors were shattered. I never seen it. I'm like, they're not taking that whole sheet.
And I put the recycling whole glass. I put the garbage sign on the and they didn't take it.
So yeah, you gotta hit them off with $50 or something.
Okay.
The day you stopped them and asked them, they didn't go take it that day?
The clubhouse.
That was after.
The insurance. Does our insurance cover a party? We could add them as an additional insured for, say, August 14th and put their name on it, but it will cost maybe $100 or whatever, and that fee
for what?
Go back. For insurance. If we're renting to outside people and not owners here.
Yeah. I think individuals wouldn't, I think it would be off of hours, but like if a non-for-profit wanted to hold a fundraiser or whatever.
Well, that's different than
They bring their own,
insurance for the day, or we could put everyone on it.
Because I see it all the time. Minimum. You rent, what is Elks called? 500? 600?
No, it depends what you get. The hall itself for non-members, I think it's 350 right now.
Okay, 350. In Dover, 500, 600, 700. Mm-hmm. So, what can we charge? 350? That's easy.
Yeah, so
it's easy for them.
Yeah, 250 for members, 350 for non-members.
Yeah.
It's easy.
But then we could require them to get event insurance.
Yeah.
So if our insurance is going to give us a hard time, okay, well, it's your responsibility. One day, event insurance.
That says additionally insured on it.
And then,
right. Because I have to get that for certain craft shows. And for me, it's only $50.
Yeah.
We just had to get it for Chester Bourne. Just did Blue Knights had something. And they rented the Chester Bourne and the theater at 5.
Yeah, I think we can start making money here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we need to see what we can do legally. What can a nonprofit organization make? Whether it be bingo and other stuff like that. I don't know what.
Bingo is a whole different.
Bingo is owned by the Roman Catholic Church.
Really?
Who knew?
When really? In the state of New Jersey, there's rules of firehouses have it.
Yeah.
And churches. Catholic Church.
But there's other stuff we can make money on, right?
Oh, yeah. You can get gaming license for a lot of things.
You can get a gaming license.
What it is that you... basically, you have to log everything. It's just a bunch of paperwork, but you need to submit it to the state like 3 to 5 months before you're planning an event, because it's not something that you don't get the permit in a day. And you actually get the permit from the town.
Yeah.
So you get a single gaming license instead.
But you can do
it's
true.
Not easy.
Yeah. Well, no, to get a gaming license is very easy, but there's a lot of after the paperwork that you before and after.
Right now, let's organize the paint party. Get it in shape. And then we can get to that.
We'll worry about.
Do a paint set.
Yeah. Paint. Yeah, you can.
So then now, obviously, Paul wants to join the board. I'll make a motion in favor of him joining.
I guess I'll second.
All in favor?
Jumps out.
Now, Jen, do you want to join or do you want to serve in the capacity you're serving now?
No. I just want to join. My requirement was a Fudgy the Whale cake. I do not see a Fudgy the Whale cake, so I'm going to have to say no.
Yeah, I think
you're more than welcome to come.
No, I'll join the board. Why not?
The only thing I know, I don't know if you remember this, Pete, when we had, I don't know if you remember this too. When we had the Romeos.
Romeo and Finelli.
And Romeos and Finellis. There was a problem.
Half the board was husband and wife.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, you're not allowed.
I don't know if it's not allowed. I think that it would still only be one vote. It wouldn't be two votes.
They
would be one.
Yeah, the others did it. Each one was an individual vote.
Yeah, so because it's technically
you remember
one
that,
vote
Pete?
Per household.
Yeah, but They were individual board members.
Right, so they have a vote, but they kind of overrun the rest of the board.
Yeah.
Remember?
Well, but again, in knowing these two, they would only vote on their own personal individual beliefs, and one is not going to sway the other. Not with these two. Or we go with, they get one vote.
They get one vote. I think that's
the law.
Are you guys okay with that?
I'm fine.
Because I think that's fair.
That's fair.
Why would they only get one vote? I don't get it.
Because it's one household.
It's one household, yeah.
But they're two board members.
What do the bylaws say?
Yeah, we could look into the bylaws.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm fine with it.
They don't say anything.
Okay. I thought it did.
It's up to us then.
And the reason I remember is because another...
Well, let's look at this another way. How many board members would we have? Because we can't have an even number, including the president.
Right.
So there's Peter.
Well, Peter's only a tiebreaker.
Okay, so...
Yeah, he doesn't count, yeah.
So we have three,
nine right here.
Okay, nine plus
Dave.
So that's 10.
And are we missing anybody else?
No, Eli's off. No.
Eli's off.
So then that would be, so let's say it came 5-5.
Then Peter would be the decider.
Be the tiebreaker.
But if they're only one, it's not really nine here.
Yeah.
It's eight.
There's only one.
Yeah.
So
one per household.
So here we go.
I'm perfectly fine either way. I didn't know those other people, but I know ethically these are probably.
But I thought it was one per household was the vote.
Yeah, we're back on Citizen of the Year.
Just like.
I'd say let it be, and if the bylaws say something different.
Because each house only has one vote.
One vote.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Is that what the bylaws say?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Florida is the law. You can't have two people on the
board. You can't.
Yeah. But that's Florida.
Yeah.
But
so, I mean, as long as you guys are fine with it.
Yeah.
Right.
One vote's just
with
it. We're good.
Do it
that
way.
That's what I'm saying. Leave it this way, and they're all right with it either way.
Yeah. So then we'll make a motion to have Jen join the board with the stipulation that Tony and Jen count as one
vote. One vote, yeah. And that's good. Yeah.
But she has the ability to have to say her.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, so in other words, she has the right to give her point of view where we go, where it can sway another vote.
Do you think you could stop her?
And he'd be a damn fool to go against
her. I ain't going there. Hell no.
No, sometimes he makes sense.
I do smart.
Sometimes.
I do smart. They
each have a vote. I'd be like that with my husband. It'd be like, I don't really care. This is my belief, and this is my belief.
You have your own feeling.
So I make the motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Welcome aboard, folks.
Thank you. Thank you.
My condolences to both of you.
Anything else?
One thing, if I may.
Yeah.
I got a piece. How would I help a friend, Melissa Caruso, with the squad. And I know, I don't think it's a board thing, and I understand her point about not going to the police. You know what I'm talking about? The squatters two houses down for her.
They got squatters?
From where?
Somebody who passed.
Yeah. Sharpie. Yeah, so,
oh, Sharpie's out.
So they're looking into that. I spoke to Bill Donegan.
Okay.
So apparently what happened was the caretaker, this was Sharpie. So after she's at 13 Bassrock Road. So apparently the caretaker, after she passed, for some reason no one came forward as the heir,
right,
and to take the house. So she took it upon herself, from my understanding, to rent it out.
And continue and, living there.
Yeah, and continue living there and to keep the money. So I got a couple of complaints from some members. So I went to Bill Donegan and I said, listen, I'm getting complaints from members that there's a house that's being rented illegally in Wildwood Shores. So he goes, let me look into it. And so the first thing he wanted to do was go look at it to see. Now, I had told him that the caretaker before, I helped him carry a TV in there for his girlfriend. So I saw the apartment. So there's an apartment in the back. There's the main one. And then there's two in the front, one in the back, and a storage.
Oh, really? Okay.
So there's three apartments in there. So then the last time I spoke to him, he can't get in because every time he goes, there's nobody there. So he said that he wants to go to the county surrogate and see if the will has been probated. And if the will has been probated, then he can find out who's the heir that owns the house. And then he can contact them and say that cease and desist. He said it's a single family home and it's illegal to rent the rooms out.
Yeah, and she was probated. But how long has she been in there?
Will has been probated. Yeah. And I know who the heir is.
Oh, well then.
I don't have his name. I'm going to have it through Kelly because she's looking to buy the property.
Secrets.
Do they know? Does the heir know?
Are we?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he has to do the
property. Do they want the property or?
Adjourn. Are we adjourned?
Not yet.
Oh. Okay.
So let's find out who it is, and then we can give that information to Bill. Bill can contact them, and he's going to issue them a summons, and off we go.
I'll great. See if I can get that tomorrow.
That's great.
Because my niece is looking to buy it. So she's already starting the paperwork, and I said that you're going to have to go. I said the first thing you need to do is check to see if the will has been probated. And that is... Actually, you can do that pretty much online. But
yeah.
What a great, I love the surrogate's office almost as much as I love the clerk's office.
Wow.
So can you imagine that though? You're the heir to a lakefront home and you want nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Must be good.
I mean,
but I also
you could sell that home easily.
Right, but I also was told, and I don't know how true it is, that there's a reverse mortgage on it.
Oh, that's right. I was told that also.
Well, somebody need to
so but I don't know how
so then technically, the bank, the bank would own it.
Yeah.
Technically, the bank would own it.
Wow.
So the bank would own
it. And that's what I'm saying. Right now, unless you could get a copy of the will, and again, you'd have to see whether the lien would be, you'd have to go on the court records for a lien, because that lien would be on the property just like we put liens on. Reverse mortgage is going to be a lien on the property.
Okay.
And do we have any idea what's going on with Darwin's property?
That is bank owned. They have come out to the property, but the fact of I don't know because he died within a year of owning it or 2 years of owning it, and I don't know whether his VA loan got sold. It was originally a VA loan, but I don't know. You know, they only hold it for so long, and then they're going to sell the packets of loans. So I don't know. But it's definitely, the family did sign it over. The will has been probated. It's in banks' financial hands, which could be years.
Yeah, but you're already starting to get really overwhelmed.
The best thing to do is let Bill know, because then when he gets a complaint, he can then contact the owners, because the town will know who owns it, and they can have them come and do maintenance.
Good. Anybody have anything else? Okay. Somebody want to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
Second?
7:24.
Okay. Meeting's adjourned, 7:23.